The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 496. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
All right, guys, you already know, back with another one. Brian is still having adventures in the motherland of Africa. And Brett has a really bad headache, so those guys are out. But we are him, that, you know?
Brett is forming his new psychic powers. Soon yes. He'll destroy the world.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, or his mind's still blown away by Deadpool, you know? It'll be crazy. All right. You already know what the main topic is, people. You know, the thing people have been talking about all week, or at least since it dropped. Bungie, our favorite company. Has laid off 220 employees. The video game industry continues to burn this year. Manny and I were talking about this before. It's like, yo, we use a lot of burning logos this year. Yeah, there's a reason for that. You know, very interesting. Remember, you know, PlayStation bought this studio for $3 billion a few years ago. And now, you know, they're having to cut back because things ain't looking so hot. You know, shit is crazy.
I think in general, like from what I've heard about Bungie in general, they weren't doing so hot when PlayStation picked them up. So, I mean, granted, they did pay $1 billion, but I'm thinking the same time, it's like $3 billion. I think that at the same time, it's like it's kind of like a, you know, what is it? They bought a lemon.
Yeah.
You know,
and this is another round of layoffs. This isn't the first one, you know, and then you heard some stuff about forgot which one of their founders or whatever, like he apparently bought like cars that were worth like $2 million or whatever.
$2.5 million worth of cars.
Jesus, you know.
Apparently, if this guy asks you to come over and look at his cars, that means he's getting fired.
How many
stories were online? Like former Bungie people saying, "Oh yeah, Pete told me I should come over and look at his cars," and then 2 days later, I get canned.
It's fucked up. Yeah. Yeah, Chris, what's your take on this? Oh, go ahead, Carlos. Already talking.
Yeah, I think so. Isn't they came up with the DLC in June, if I recall correctly?
I believe
isn't
so.
Wasn't that supposed to be the last Destiny 2 piece of DLC? So my line of thinking is, I'm pretty sure they're laying off people because they have no more ways to make revenue, at least as much as they did when they were releasing the game and they're continuing with the DLC and stuff. So to my eyes, it feels like they're like, yeah, we're not going to be releasing any Destiny anything anytime soon. So why do we have all these employees? Mind you, this is just me speculating here. But that's what I assume. And also, when I saw the news about the guy buying the millions of dollars worth of cars, I'm like, yep. That checks out. I'm pretty sure that's money that was given to him from the acquisition, from the Sony acquisition. He was a CEO. He probably got a pretty penny.
Yeah, for sure. I think your line of thinking is pretty reasonable. You know, it's like no more Destiny games, so cut back. And apparently here they did this because of the rising cost of development and economic conditions. So,
they didn't mention COVID?
You know, no, they didn't mention it. You know, the old mainstay, you know.
Economic conditions. So, economic conditions. How about that guy use those billions of dollars and put it back into the company again?
Why? When he can buy more cars?
Yeah, exactly. That's insane, man.
That story about him showing the cars to the former employees days before. That's freaking cold blood.
That's like sociopath behavior. Yeah. It's like these people are having hard enough. You're like gloating about your car collection.
Well, Chris, isn't this all too familiar with the story with Jim Ryan?
I was just about to say that.
This guy's a Grim Reaper, man. It's the same type of behavior.
Yeah, because remember Jim Ryan, he went to the studio to congratulate them or whatever, and then a couple of days later,
Jim went over to
celebrate his anniversary.
Celebration.
That's right.
His retirement from Sony.
That's right. And so then
they were putting on a show for him.
Yeah, that's right.
And then literally less than 6 months later, they were gone.
Fucking insane.
Our favorite one where, you know, Mr. Phil again, well, 6 months later. Actually, no, it was actually a few months later for Ryan. But yeah, almost 6 months later with Mr. Phil Spencer going over to Tango Gameworks saying, "We love what you did. You're safe. We want to see you making more of these types of games."
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Yeah, that is some very strange behavior. You know, sociopathic even, you know. But yeah, it's pretty upsetting. But yeah, you saw a lot of ex-employees just going ham on Twitter, you know, just talking all types of stuff.
That is the first time that I have ever seen the employees for a studio literally at the, you know, like literally just call the dude out. Like, I've never seen anybody do that. Like, even with the Tango work shit, with the Jim Ryan shit, like, you didn't see any of those employees just go fuck you, all that other stuff. But then again, they weren't gloating, and you know, Jimbo wasn't gloating and showing his cars.
Yeah, there was some special kind of hatred for this guy, you know. And I'm wondering, you know, was he also kind of hard to work with, you know, on a daily basis? Like that's an interesting level of hate right there, you know.
This is also not the first, you know, there was also not the first time that Bungie has sort of reached hard times and people in the studio have said stuff like, "Hey, yeah, the leadership over here is utterly atrocious. The reason why Destiny cost so much money was because of the leadership."
Yeah.
So who knows?
Bad management.
I don't even remember how long. I think he was one of the founders of the studio. I don't know. But yeah, it seems to track, at least from what the information has been given before.
Yeah, and it's crazy. You know, we've talked about why a lot of these studios don't release good games after, you know, the X amount of iterations of a franchise. I mean, this is one of the big reasons. They don't retain their talent. They're not consistent. I saw an article someone posted on the Throwdown Discord saying that some of these people that got laid off were senior executives.
Yeah.
Obviously, we understand why they got laid off, because they're the ones that get paid the most, but I mean, if you don't have any continuity with your company, then how the hell can we expect continuity of quality? Granted, it's Destiny, but, you know, even to those standards.
Didn't they say that they're spinning off something with Sony to do some kind of, like, adventure or sci-fi game or something?
Yeah.
That's a bad sign. That tells me Sony may roll in what's left of Bungie into some other part of their company.
Well, interesting you say that, because apparently now Herman Holtz is the guy who's running Bungie. So I think your theory is correct there, man.
Yeah. Wait, Herman Holtz, wasn't Herman Holtz the main guy at, like, the main, you know, like the go-to guy for Worldwide Studios? So he's not at Worldwide Studios anymore? He's the head of Bungie now?
No, apparently he's both.
He's like the co-CEO kind of thing.
That sounds sus right there.
I said this when I heard the news. I was like, Bungie's done. They're gonna wrap up all the assets and stuff into this new thing. He's gonna wrap it under Sony. I don't know what studio or if they're gonna form something else, and that's it. Bungie's gone. That's it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it says right here the head of PlayStation Worldwide Studios, Herman Holtz, has been appointed to lead Bungie.
So you telling me that 343 is gonna outlive Bungie?
Yeah. Ain't that something?
In this wacky world that we live in, apparently this is what it is.
Yeah. So Chris, I think your theory is right there, man.
I mean, in Microsoft, I mean, if they're looking for people who could help with Halo, you know, there's a good amount
former Bungie guys looking for work.
It's a good point. Yeah. You know, that's a good point. That is crazy. But just for the record, take that with a little bit of grain of salt, because it comes from our boy, Mr. Grubby, you know. His track record is in all that. Sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong, you know. But he just says, he tweeted out, Herman Holtz runs Bungie now. So pretty interesting stuff. Rich, what's your take on all this, man?
Well, first and foremost, I know that Carlos is very devastated by this news regarding Bungie. I know he is a huge Destiny fan, so it hits a little too close to home. Well, first and foremost, let me say this. Layoffs are horrible. You know, yes, this has been a horrible year. I would argue the last couple of years have been horrible for layoffs in the industry. But it does show the issues regarding most of these games. In the case of Bungie, I figured that they would have been working on Destiny 3 by now, but clearly they have been fully committed to working on Destiny 2. And this is a game that came out, I believe, back in 2017.
Oh, you cut out Rich.
Oh, someone took out Rich?
Oh, shit. Okay, so it wasn't just me, right?
Nope. I think Herman got him.
I think Sony got him. But while Rich gets back. So, Chris, I'm looking at Jeff Grubb's tweets. He literally just said what you just said. That basically, apparently they were going to cut more jobs, but Sony had already started to, quote unquote, soften the blow by moving a lot of Bungie's people over to just, you know, Sony's other studios. And he says, in time, Bungie will lose its autonomy and will become like any other PlayStation Worldwide studio under SEI and Herman Holtz. So there you go.
There you go.
Yep. He goes, and by in time, I mean, this is in process and that is starting now, but it is happening. Yeah, there you go. I think that makes sense to me. They're just going to fold him in, you know?
Yeah, man.
Bungie's done. No, they're not autonomous anymore. Here's the thing. This is going to happen regardless. They were going to just fold them in.
Well, I mean, yeah. if they fold them in, they can literally now they have their big IP, right? Destiny. So nobody ever said that they're not going to try to pull that a little closer and try to get that to work.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I mean, what do they have now? Marathon and Destiny. Oh, and Oni, right? Don't they have Oni?
Yeah, I don't think they'll remember Oni. You know, I remember that shit.
And then, like Tony mentioned, they're gonna get folded into this side project with the was it a sci-fi game you said?
Yeah,
Tony,
yeah, sci-fi game. Yep. That's what they're apparently working with Sony for that one. So there you go. That's wild, wild shit. Yeah, there it is, man. Marathon. That's coming. You know, we were overly ambitious. Our financial strategy margins were subsequently exceeded, and we began running into the red. That's what that Parsons dude wrote. I think he's the one that was getting cooked.
Well, you buy more cars, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I'm not saying you can't enjoy success while you have it, right? But you obviously, if you were in the red in the several quarters, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, right.
You probably got bonuses and raises. You didn't take any personal responsibility. I mean, I know this isn't the old days of Ford and stuff when it's like, hey, we had a down year. I'm just going to take a dollar salary to not have to lay off a ton of people, right? Those that kind of caliber of guy is not around. But it's like, yo, can you make it less obvious that you're just blasting money, you know, for your car collection? Insane.
Yeah. But here's what I find insane. So they just lost 250 employees. Apparently, they still have 850 employees. Like, I Brett was here. He was like, these studios are getting too big, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot. They still have a lot of people there. So yeah.
That's a lot of fucking people, man.
Didn't they ramp up a lot when Destiny was first in development?
And yeah, I think they
sold out to Activision back then, and Activision pumped a bunch of money into them, and they staffed up. I mean, what did Destiny cost? $500 million the first game?
Something. Well, yeah, it was half a billion. We talked about that. A long time ago. $500 million and $250 million of it was advertising. Fucking nuts, you know?
What the hell is a Destiny 3 going to cost?
I don't know. So, Segway Kings, you know? Because that was the other kind of thing I was spinning around. Basically, people are saying, like, oh, because of this, Destiny 3 was canceled. But Mr. Schreier, we got to talk about him. He, again, like I always said, I think the guy's a scumbag, but he's a good reporter, you know. He said that Destiny 3 wasn't canceled because it was never in development. So that's what you said. Yeah. So very interesting stuff there.
Damn.
Never in development, yeah. You know. Man, which makes sense, you know, I guess, because if they were in the red, what's up, Carlos? What were you going to say?
Oh, no, no. It's just interesting because Destiny's Bungie's cash cow. Like, yeah. I would assume that they were treated sort of like how, not even a Fortnite or Call of Duty, but, you know, at least something that's always on the pipeline, you know, to be out in, you know, in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But if it's not even developing right now, that means that game is not going to come out in, like, until like 6-8 years the earliest.
Yeah.
So that's just really surprising for me.
Yeah. Shout out to Killer Instinct, Mr. Reggie. I know he's very upset about this news. Yeah. Go ahead, Rich. We're going to say, are you back now?
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
We are coming in clear. Let's see how long this lasts, because I don't know what's up with the internet. Let me make this comment. The reason why, because one thing what we do need to mention, Destiny used to be a part of Activision. Bungie used to be a part of Activision, and then Bungie went their own way and went separate. So the fact that I think that's a reason why Destiny 3 didn't happen, because maybe they were not confident enough they were going to be able to do it, because they've still been working on Destiny 2 this entire time. I don't know. I do believe you mentioned Jason Schreier and what he said. I thought that was ridiculous that Destiny 3 hasn't been in development all this time, but it makes sense because it's just been nothing but Destiny 2 expansions left and right. So it's probably not going to drop ever, in my opinion, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're a Destiny fan, you know, my condolences. Shit is crazy. All right. Moving on here. Speaking about losing people. Apparently, PlayStation Plus Extra dropped 48% of its players. That's like, I believe that's the middle tier. Extra and Premium, they both lost a lot of players, which makes sense.
Well, there's nothing to offer.
There's nothing, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, like apparently people were expecting like a boost because they had Days of Play 2024, but nope. Right here says PS Plus Extra and Premium games for July 2024 saw 48% fewer players than June 2024's lineup. If we discount the bonus Days of Play games from June's lineup, July's lineup still saw an 18% player count drop. July 2024 has the third highest PS Plus Extra and Premium player count of 2024 so far. Damn, so it's like the highest and it dropped? That's nuts, man. But yeah, I want to talk about this because it's like, yeah, there's, what are you really getting from those? Like, streaming games, like what are you really getting, you know?
Well, no, I mean, you get the way they have it set up is like for the pre the max one, you get a bunch of, you know, the PlayStation titles that you probably already played, you know, those big titles, you know, you get a bunch of those, they're sort of older. Then you get like a different batch, an additional batch of games per month, you know, as part of the monthly games. Then you already have a bunch of stuff that's already sort of sitting there from previously, you know, bigger titles. Then you have the classic titles. And then there's also, they have the demos, which is silly. They have, you know, the game trials thing. They have that running for the two higher tiers, which is silly. They should have that for the lower tiers. To try to get people to buy some games. Anyway, there was another one. Oh, and they have a curated, like, because they have Crunchyroll and they have Sony Pictures, so they have a bunch of like curated films and things that you could watch.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
But it's not only streaming games. You have access to PS the streaming service already, but the two higher tier, I think the two higher tiers actually have the ability to stream. The lowest one doesn't. Yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, every couple of months we ask people in the chat if they're subscribed to any of those tiers. Nobody is.
Oddly enough, I am subscribed to the higher tier.
Yo, man, you crazy.
And well, okay, so I'll set this up for you guys. So at the end of the last year, right, when they started it up, right, they were like, okay, if you pay $12, right, you can have for the last few years, the last few months of the year, you can have the ultra premium version of PlayStation Plus. I'm like, all right, sure, I'll put it on there. But you know what I didn't do, right?
Uh-oh.
You didn't cancel auto renew.
I forgot to turn off the auto renew. So
hey, at
the beginning of the year, I get this rando fucking $100-something fucking charge. Oh, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
The fuck is it?
So I guess that explains why a lot of people dropped off.
So I have it. I have it for the rest of the year. So
yeah, but yeah. Carlos, say that again. That's a very important point you just made.
So I guess maybe a lot of people fell into the Manny camp where they got the exclusive couple of bucks and to extend the tier, but a lot of folks were able to cancel mm-hmm. the auto renewal in time, and that's mm-hmm. why there has been yep. a drop off of those tiers.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. I'm pretty sure Reggie likes the, those higher tiers. Shout out to Reggie.
Shout out to Reggie,
But man, I just never found that much use for them. But
I have it, and I'm like, for the most part, I don't have a lot of time to play games anyways, and I just want to play a little something, here and there, and that's about it. But I'm like, do I really need to have all of that? Like, I mean, okay, yeah, you have access to a bunch of stuff, but I mean, I'm still buying only the things that I want. And it really, that service hasn't really provided me other than essentially having games that I have already own on there. So I don't actually need to install them from a disc. But yeah, I check on their things, and there's just not really much to really care for. So yeah. I wanted to see the Crunchyroll thing, but I don't even know how to find that silly thing. So
mm-hmm.
I know I have it, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
But yeah, I think that's what happens. People were like, oh shit, let me cancel my shit now. You know?
Yeah.
They finally got wise,
I have a question about the previous topic. I don't know if we still have a lot of topics, but I want to ask the question to you guys.
Yeah.
It's been bothering me ever since a couple of minutes ago when we were talking about it, and I've been thinking about it ever since. If you're Sony and you buy Bungie for $3 billion, wouldn't you want them to make a Destiny 3?
I would. That's like, the reason I bought them. That's the way I see
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Because I was thinking, I'm like, there's no Destiny 3 in the pipeline. There's not even talk about, like, it's not even in pre-development right now. I'm like, they just bought them a couple of, like, a year or two ago. I'm like, it's like, if you buy Activision, you sure as hell want to expect Call of Duty.
Yeah. But remember, even when they bought them, Sony said that they bought them because they believe that they can help them with their live service games.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I know. Oh, God. You know,
oh yeah,
the industry. So that's weird too. It's like you bought them for live service games and not Destiny. I don't know, man. Very strange. Strange.
Well, no, I mean that's the thing. Maybe they won't. Maybe they're still functioning under the same idea of like exclusivity. It's like, okay, yeah, Destiny. They'll keep on multi consoles, but what they really want is they want something just for on their console, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I'm thinking that's what it is. Like, I'm thinking that if any, I mean, obviously, if they do ever make a new Destiny, they probably have to feel the pressure of having to put it onto other consoles. But what if you had Bungie developing something else that wasn't Destiny? That doesn't need to be on every console.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would have to hit big with this new IP. I mean, it looks like it's Marathon, at least the one that's directly just from Bungie. That's going to come out. And if that flops, oh boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Crazy. All right, man. Good stuff. Move on here. This is the night of decline, people. The night of decline. If Brett was here, this segment would probably last us for another hour. But he ain't here, so we get to talk our shit. Xbox Series X sales down, man. By 42%, people.
No.
Isn't that a surprise? You know, when you train your audiences to not buy games, they don't buy games, they don't buy consoles, you know? So yeah, not a surprise here. Here's the thing. Their gaming revenue, everything was up for gaming for them, right? And especially, you know, after they bought Activision Blizzard, shit really went up, right? Everything went up, except for console sales, which is not surprising, you know? So what do you guys think about all that?
Yeah, we talked about how once the Activision merger becomes clear, that they're going to get a substantial increase in revenue generated, because they're getting all the Call of Duty microtransactions, mm-hmm. all the Blizzard microtransactions for all their games. So they're just generating that revenue. So not surprised that they've had an increase of overall revenue. And yeah, the console sales, like you mentioned, that's not surprising, because the Xbox is just not gonna, you know, it's not that enticing.
No.
Especially the way that they're advertising their service, you know, with Game Pass. It doesn't make the purchase of an Xbox Series X compelling. It's like, why buy a $500 console when you can stream it off of your PC or your phone or your tablet or your TV? You're got on the Fire Stick now. So yeah. You're sort of, you know, killing, you know, one avenue of revenue and for another, and we'll see if the other one catches up to, you know, to generate money to justify it.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the actual numbers here, but yeah, overall their gaming revenue was up 44%, but console sales were down 42%. So not very surprising there. Oh, here we go. Okay. Gaming revenue was up 44%, and 48% of that was because of the Activision Blizzard acquisition, right? Content and services was up 61%. 58% of that was, you know, because of the Activision Blizzard acquisition. Hardware, mm-hmm. -42%. Microsoft GAAP revenue. Chris, I don't know if you know what GAAP means.
No, I could look it up.
Yeah. Anyway, that revenue
gains above projection, something like that.
Maybe. But anyway, that was up 50%, up to $64.7 billion, and their net income was up 10% to $22 billion. You know.
It stands for generally accepted accounting principles.
Ah, okay.
It's a certain way you have to report revenue.
Yeah.
Under some like a guideline.
Yeah. So, Chris, what's your take on all this, man?
Well, it's not surprising. They've been pushing Game Pass, right? They're pushing other ways to experience Xbox. You're not offering many first-party or exclusive experiences. So, what's the cheaper option? People are going to either invest in a PC and they can play the same games or stream them. What's the reason to own an Xbox?
Yeah, there is none.
Like, seriously. Yeah, there isn't any. So, yeah, I mean, it's disappointing. Some people may get mad at that, but seriously, like, if you have a good PC and you, let's say you pay for Game Pass, why wouldn't you just play it on your PC? Why the hell would you get a system for it?
That's me.
Or stream it.
That's me. Yeah. I didn't buy a Series X. Why? I have a PC, you know?
Yeah. So it makes no sense. So this is the least surprising thing ever. I don't see it coming back, because what do they have in the pipeline? What games do they have coming out? Like, you think Fable's going to sell systems?
You know, I don't know about that. Now with that rough looking character, I just saw that shit on my timeline now. You know, Rich, what are you going to say, man?
Chris asked, what game is going to sell consoles? Chris, you know the answer to this game. It's Call of Duty. I'm pretty sure Xbox is going to have a special stylized Call of Duty Xbox that they're going to release with that game.
Yeah.
You know what? Some Call of Duty heads might just buy that system just to have it. But whether they play on it or not, remains to be seen. I mean, the diehards are going to play on whatever, right? But
yeah,
it's again, yeah. Call of Duty isn't exclusive either. So
that is correct.
Rich, Reggie says it's Indiana Jones.
No, absolutely not. And that game will be coming to PlayStation in the future. I'm pretty sure that will end up coming to PlayStation.
Oh, man.
So one comment I was going to make, the news is not surprising to me. You guys mentioned Microsoft didn't have much of a first-party lineup. Their first-party game came out in May, and that was Hellblade 2.
Yeah.
So for almost an entire half of a year, they haven't had anything of value, which would even make someone want to buy an Xbox. So I'm not surprised the hardware isn't selling, but I do think it is hilarious that Activision Blizzard is most of the sales, most of the revenue. It makes sense. But it is hilarious to know that information.
Yeah. And then obviously what I'm curious about is like what's going to happen next year, you know, no more acquisitions. So, you know,
oh yeah,
it'll be interesting to see what happens, man. But yeah, not surprised there with the console sales. I tossed this on here now since we're talking about Xbox. Rich, disappointing news, man. it seems Avowed has been delayed. Remember that game was dropping in November. Now it seems like it might be coming out in early 2025 instead. Uh-oh, trouble in paradise, you know?
I'm blanking on Avowed. I have no idea what it is.
It's that big RPG that Xbox is coming out with.
So
really? Yeah.
We can no longer call it Avowed. We have to go with Manny's definition from it earlier in the chat, which is Disavowed. I think that's a better name.
Disavowed.
Yes, that's a better name. So let me make a comment on this real quick. Obviously, I saw the story was reporting that it's probably going to be delayed. I know that Stalker 2 got delayed last week. They announced that they're releasing that they're releasing that in November now. So the story that they're going to run with is, well, we already have a lot of games dropping. We don't want this game to come out and get lost in the shuffle, which I kind of understand. But clearly, I don't know too many games coming out this fall, so I don't really understand why they still can't release this game. Indiana Jones, as you mentioned, we still don't have a release date for that. So I'm assuming that that's going to get announced probably at Gamescom whenever it's coming out. But it is coming out this fall. But yeah, I'm not sure. But I will say, if they decide to release it in 2025 just because they're concerned about everything else coming out, I mean, we need to see how that pans out. But I just think they still could have released this game this year if it's ready. If they need more time, then yeah, they need to take more time. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Manny, it's the big Obsidian RPG game. Manny's still blanking. He's like me when you guys talk about those indie games I never heard about, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I obviously it was something that didn't impress me because I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
I may have to look into it.
But maybe I'll,
not give a shit.
Yeah, well, here you go. They made Fallout New Vegas, Pillars of Eternity, and Outer Worlds. And obviously New Vegas is their big claim to fame.
Okay, so Brett's excited for this one.
Oh, yeah, he's been excited. He's been excited for this game ever since it was announced, you know? And then he got a little upset with me because I'm like, it just looks like some generic, you know, medieval game, you know, which it kind of does. But yeah, there you go. Everything I've seen of this game, I'm not excited at all, you know?
So this is not that other game, that you liked, that was made by that one studio. It was like a medieval game, but in other words, it was made accurate. It's not that one.
Right? No, that's a completely different game. You're thinking about Kingdom Come Deliverance. No,
yes, this is
absolutely, yeah, totally different. This is still very high fantasy spells, monsters, and it's in first person as well, you know, which kind of makes sense, I guess, for the studio.
I like to remind people in the room.
Oh,
one of the reasons, and you know,
Miss Cleo moment.
Miss Cleo moment, Miss Cleo ish moment.
Yeah.
You know, Tony got a lot of heat on Twitter the day that the Microsoft press conference came out. And we got, you know, a little bit of heat because we're not on Twitter like that. But this is exactly one of the reasons why. The game, you know, people are excited. It's like, oh, well, Avowed's going to come out this year. It's like, oh, it got announced for this year. It's like, that means that this is the greatest press conference of all time. And then it was like, no, there's reasons why we're not that hyped. One of the reasons, because games have been announced multiple times already, like Fable and Avowed and all these other, and Indiana Jones. So, and another reason is because a lot of the dates are probably not even going to stay static. This is just another game where, oh, 2024, it's part of the ammo that folks are saying that makes the press conference great and why they're excited. It's like, no, we got
these release dates. We got release dates. Greatest conference ever.
Exactly. And I remember I said, it's like, there's a reason why they didn't even release a window for this freaking game. They just said 2024. And it got delayed 2025, and I wouldn't be surprised if it got delayed again.
Isn't that interesting how that works, Carlos? Very interesting. You know, I want to know if those same people what are they saying now? Are you going to go back? Because even people told me, oh, Tony, if these games come out and they're good, won't that justify the conference? By that logic, doesn't this like kind of take away that conference's shine? Come on, we got to play the same fucking standards here, people. You know. But you know how this shit is. You know how it is, man. I could go off on a rant
It's so fascinating how a lot of people came down on us for saying that that show was just a bunch of hot air, and it was a bunch of
hot air.
It's a bunch of announcements with no dates.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it. Even people in the Discord. Am I gonna name names? But even some guys that are like adamant anti-Xbox guys were saying that we were a little too harsh. Word? What about now? What are you saying now? You know?
Fable's not going to come out next to you either. I'm just telling you that right now.
If I was them, I would just cancel that piece of shit.
Yeah.
that's a money pit right there. You know? That shit ain't going to make no one's going to buy that shit. You know? Have you seen it? Jesus. You know? You have to hate yourself to buy that fucking game. Yeah. Blitz, he goes, that conference was a diversion. It was, you could say diversion. I had another word for it, but it might be too mean. The word is lie. You know?
The lies of P.
Lies of P. The lies of P. Of Phil, you know?
But, you know, it's just one of those things that we've been betrayed so many times, not just Microsoft. We'll do the whataboutism games. Sony's done the same thing, but you know, in this case, it was Microsoft. It's really they show all these games. They know they're in a tough spot. When that conference it was supposed to come out, they were in a really, really tough spot because they had bad news with the layoffs and all that stuff previously. So they had to throw their A game. So they just got everything. It's like, oh, we got a snippet of gameplay. Okay, let's do that. Okay, we got a title that we showed, we debuted like 6 years ago. Okay, let's get all of those. So that's where they got Fable. That's where they got Avowed. That's where they got, the Gears of War, which is like, that shit ain't coming out anytime soon. So they just got a whole bunch of stuff that is in the pipeline, but is nowhere near to be released. But because they needed to release something to appease the fanboys. And mind you, and I say this every freaking time ever since the freaking Last Guardian, Avowed next year is going to be in the freaking show, in the showcase, Summer Games Fest. And people are going to be excited about it. Whoa, we got a release date. I'm like, motherfucker, this is like the 10th time we got this shit, man.
Fucking seals, man, clapping, you know?
That's just end of rant for me, but... That's just what irks me, man. People just don't remember. Don't remember anything.
Don't remember. Man, I'm telling you, I could go off on a fucking rant right now. You gotta understand, I was drinking tonight, people. I'm a little hot under the collar right now, man. No, but it's fucking... How many fucking people didn't come up to me on Twitter and even on some podcasts, that I was on after the fact, telling me like, oh, Tony, you don't think you were too harsh? You have to admit, objectively, this was the best Xbox conference ever. And I'm like, are we going to get those fucking games? You know? And now look at this shit. Where are those people now? Where are they now? Fuck, it's fucking stupid. I want all of these motherfuckers to get on my Twitter right now at me, right? Tony, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you were right, bro. We should have held back. We shouldn't have been so enthusiastic. We shouldn't have told you were being too negative. Who's right now? You know? fuck out of here with that bullshit, man. You know, and one of them was Brett. You know, let's keep it real here. You know, he was like, Tony, you have to admit that was objectively the best X-Men conference. And I'm like, as a show, yes, it was a good conference as a show. But I have to be skeptical because, yes, the Xbox tax does exist. And for you guys who don't know, the Xbox tax is basically Xbox will always be held to higher scrutiny because they've earned that shit for years, over a decade of just letting people down, you know? So I'm just supposed to just forget all that. Oh, the car, like a fucking seal. The conference was good. Oh, they had Gears of War. Oh my God. They've been absolved of all their sins. And now Microsoft is back. They're back. I was supposed to do that, right? Fuck out of here with that bullshit, man. And now, Carlos, we got proven right in the end, son.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just think about it like this. What's one game that we're super hyped about? That's Monster Hunter, right?
Monster Hunter,
We're super hyped about it. Imagine if we knew that Monster Hunter was going to get announced, but it wasn't going to release anytime soon. We wouldn't be that hyped.
Nope.
That's what happened with Gears. People were hyped just because Gears was announced. And it was a prequel, and it's Dom, and it's fucking, you know, it's all the previous characters. People are hyped. But we know that game ain't going to release anytime soon. So the hype can only go so far when you can expect the game to be out and release in what, 4 years from now, at best, 3 years at best. Yeah, it sure as hell wasn't going to come out in 2 years.
It's all bullshit, man. But again, you know what? I'll stop. I'll keep ranting about this shit. It's fucking people. It's the best conference ever. This is a turning point for Xbox. How many times haven't we heard that? How many times haven't we heard that every fucking year? You know. You know what I got to say to that? Wait till next Summer Game Fest, baby.
There you go. We replaced E3 with Summer Games Fest.
That's it. Wait till next Summer Game Fest. Fucking wild. All right. So this is fun and kind of timely. You know, Deadpool, you know. So a lot of people, including myself, forgot that there was a Deadpool game for the PS4, right? Now that game, because of the movie, it's selling for $300 on eBay. Fucking insane, you know? But my question is, and we could probably verify this during the show, because if it's a PS4 game, doesn't that mean it's digital too?
Yes. Oh, no. It might have been removed.
Oh, licensing.
Yeah,
the license. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So this is why I said at the time when the Deadpool movie and Wolverine came out, I'm like, okay, Microsoft, theoretically, you own Activision, which means you have the rights to those games. But you have to you know, hash something out with Disney in order to be able to put those games out. There is no Deadpool or Wolverine games out right now.
Yeah.
And that movie seems to be a bit of a nostalgia trip, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it have made sense, instead of making a stupid ass Xbox with an ass on it, to actually re-release those two games?
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, yeah, and that Wolverine game has characters in the fucking Deadpool movie, you know?
It has X-Men Origins. Wolverine has characters. It has some characters in that movie. Yep. So both of those things, put up both of those games. If you want to do, like, Xbox wants to maybe keep it on their end of the thing because X86, their X86 stuff still works, right? You test out those two games to make sure they work on the new console, because they mostly do. And you can throw it through their little upscaling who's them or what's it they got, right? And both of those games will run really good.
Yeah. Reggie, don't worry. We're not spoiling it. Everything we just said, it's in the trailers. You know, this is a love letter to the Fox movies, you know? If Adam was here, he would spoil it, but Adam doesn't watch those movies anyway.
There's a, you know, the usual suspects, whoever you think might have been in there is in there.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Anyway, obviously the Deadpool game is going for gangbusters now, because everybody was fucking reminded that this goddamn game came out. Now, Xbox could have got on top of this shit and said, oh shit, we own that shit, which they probably don't know that they own it, and they just re-release those games, put it out, put it back out on PC, put it back out on onto the Xbox.
Yeah. And boom, Nolan North was Deadpool, you know?
Yep,
that's right.
Yeah, so yeah, it was originally
voice.
It was originally an Xbox 360, PS3, PC game. Then it got ported to PS4 and Xbox One 3 years after fact. Go ahead, Chris.
I think I have the 360 version.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
And Manny, like you said, 2017, it got delisted from the digital stores. Because that's the way it
usually goes. Same thing with X-Men Origin Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how it goes with these licensing. That's why I'm telling you, people, when a Marvel vs. Capcom collection comes out, buy it physical. You know? Buy that shit physical.
And here's if they put it out physical.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. You know, download it and keep that SSD around, I guess. Hopefully we do get a physical one. $300, though, people are paying for this shit. You know, one listing here asked for $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just a cheap old game. But like I said, Zeitgeist is strong. And if you're not on top of that shit, you know, if you're not on top of that shit. There again, you could have re-released this game. Re-released that Deadpool game. No fucking problem for Xbox.
Yeah, they could have. Yeah,
you know, for the
right, new Reggie ones. Later, man.
And you could have had it running real nice too.
Reggie's happy that I went on a rant. He's like, the fire stoker is back. I got heat, man. I got heat. Go ahead, Chris. What are you gonna say?
I'm the fire stoker.
Oh, fire stoker.
Twisted fire starter.
Oh no, I think, yeah, things got screwed up when the Marvel license, like Disney, killed all the digital games. Like Marvel vs. Capcom, all the fighting games disappeared, all that stuff.
But it's funny,
those are coming back, but Deadpool and Wolverine, like those they didn't bring back.
No, which it wouldn't be that much. I don't think it'd be that much of a stretch to get them to work. If you don't want to spend any work, just re-release it on Xbox and PC. Those things will still run on those, right? You don't need to do a bunch of like HD remastering. Xbox has already proved that they can take a bunch of their 360 slash previous ones and just get a couple of things working on the back end, and they can apparently run a 360 game through the thing to sort of trick it into running into 60 frames per second. So why the fuck not, right?
I'm looking at. Oh, I gotta but look at nope. Bigger. Box. It looks like Psylocke is in the game. Wolverine is in the game. It looks like.
Oh, the Deadpool. Deadpool game.
Yeah.
Yeah, like all a bunch of people are in it. Like they have Cable's in it. You know, like it's a bunch of characters in it.
Yeah, because you know Wikipedia gives you that shitty little box art. You can't see nothing. So let me look for a bigger one here. There we go. Amazon, thank you with the big box art. All right, so we have. Yep, there's Psylocke. There's Wolverine. There's Domino. There's I believe that's Rogue, and Manny. There's Cable. So there you go. Good stuff. Of course, Psylocke's odd and center, looking hot. This is back when women were allowed to look attractive in video games. You know,
and all those fourth wall breaks, which is all video game stuff, like where he's complaining about how the video game developers don't have enough money. So there's literally a level that's all just like cubes and shit. Like it's fun stuff.
Yeah. So on Amazon, there's only one left and it's selling for $189.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild. High Moon Studios made the game. Published by Activision.
Yep.
Yeah. Microsoft, you fucked up. You could have re-released both of these games and made money, you know?
Yeah, you made some money off of it.
That's the hottest movie in the world, you know?
Yep, and they didn't do it.
They fucked up.
Because they didn't know they had it. That's the thing. Whoever's over there at Microsoft doesn't know what the legacy of that company. So they just know whatever they currently make. Oh, they make Call of Duty games. We got to worry about that. It's like, you motherfuckers had... had the Marvel property, so theoretically you could just repackage a couple of those older games. Wasn't that that really good Captain America game also Activision game?
I believe it was.
So yeah. during the release of Captain America's Falcon, right? Falcap, the Captain America movie, you could release the Captain America First Avenger game, right? That was actually good.
Yeah, they're not thinking.
No, they're not.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, and the last thing I want to talk about. So, you know, we had San Diego Comic-Con. You know, all that stuff was going on. And IGN released a like a preview, like their last preview or whatever, of Star Wars Outlaws. We talked about this game before, but this looks fucking awful. This looks so bad. I'm like, how the hell did video game graphics get worse? You know, it's amazing. Like, and then I think it was, you know, her friend Ryan McCaffrey talking over the footage. He's like, as you can see, the enemies react realistically when you shoot them. And in the actual footage, the guy gets shot and he's just standing there like an idiot. Like, what the hell are we doing here? You know,
it sounds like Ryan was just reading the accompanying
The press
documentation
release.
The press release and not actually looking at the actual footage, was he?
Yeah.
Did you see those explosions?
Oh, the explosions were bad.
Horrible.
Yeah. They looked as bad as the explosions from like Star Wars from 1977, you know? It's like, what are we doing here? Go ahead, Rich.
Nah, the 77 explosions look way better than that. They were real explosions.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rich.
So I do want to make a comment on this because our fellow Throwdown member, Mr. Adam Vale, for some reason, he didn't know some information about this game, and he sent me some very angry texts yesterday because he said, wait a second, this isn't a multiplayer game? I said, Adam, when did you ever see that there was a multiplayer feature in any of the footage? No, it's a single-player game. Like Jedi Fallen Order. So he is very disappointed because, again, he was saying, you know, this is the same people, because Massive is involved, the same people that helped out on The Division 2. So this is why the expectation was that he was expecting it to be more than what it was. So he is very disappointed, very livid. And you know, when somebody sends you a text message and it's all caps, that means they're probably angry. So, yes, shout out to him.
That's funny, man. But yeah, I think this game's not going to do well. You know, it's already getting bad like press to begin with. Not bad press, bad you know, reception from the fans. The press are all over it, obviously. You know, and when is this shit dropping? Like in November?
Oh no, this is coming out at the end of the month, August.
Oh man!
Yeah.
Woo! Expect another bloodbath. You know,
so it's coming out. In between another game that everybody's going to be talking about, and of course another game that you know, Carlos and Chris are going to be playing instead, called Concord. So there you go.
Yeah,
that's the time for that.
Yeah, Concord. The bloodbath keeps coming, man. So that's the last story. But here's something I wanted to bring up. I was thinking about this yesterday, because you know, during different times, you know, throughout Throwdown's history, you know, when things would look bad for like gaming and stuff, you know, we would be asked, you know, hey, you know, is this, you know, is the video game crash going to come? And I've always maintained no, because, you know, gaming is like too much of a big thing, right? But seeing what's been happening lately, I think we've been living through the crash for like 2 years. It's just very slow. You know, because, and Chris, you know, like when I'm thinking video game crash, I'm thinking what happened in 83. Like it was sudden and fast. It was sudden, yeah. You know, I'm like, I think we're in the middle of that crash and we've been in the middle of it, you know?
Yeah.
Like just a very slow motion, like the pieces are already flying, but just in slow motion, you know, as impact already happened, you know?
Well, I think unlike 83, now you have all this big money involved in gaming. Like Microsoft can prop up Xbox, right? Sony can prop up PlayStation to a degree, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have this instantaneous, like, just individual companies just focus on gaming, like Atari and whatever, just collapsing, and then everything collapses with it, you know? But they've been slowly failing and trying to, like, bolster and, you know, shuffle money around, the layoffs, all this stuff. It's just, it's all bleeding out.
Yeah.
Slowly, and it's going to result in like the Western game market just collapsing. We're finally going to hit bottom just slowly, and we're just going to see it like, oh, well, that I guess that's it.
Yeah, so it's, I'm like, yo, I think we're already there, man. And it's, I don't think it's going to get better. Like, all these stories, like, again, we've been using that same fire shit this entire year for like our featured images. And I remember when we first started this year, some analyst said, this year's going to be a bloodbath in gaming. My man's been right so far. My man has been right so far, you know? And it even extends outside of gaming, too. You see the Intel news? Like 15,000 people got laid off?
Oh, yeah.
Not 1,500.
Not 1,500. I saw that tonight, yep.
Yeah, 15,000 people, bro. Shit is crazy right now, you know? So, yeah, that's all I want to say about that. I think we're in the middle of a video game crash. I know I may sound hyperbolic, but prove me wrong. Like, can you tell me otherwise, you know?
I would I don't know if it's a recession.
Like I said, we're already in the middle of it.
Yeah, I would say it's more of a video game. Yeah, I feel like it's a very much a video game recession or depression.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like we're in the middle of you guys are probably right, but I'm sticking with the crash. But it's not like it's like you know.
Well, the thing is, like, it's not a recession because this has been happening for now multiple years.
Yeah.
And depression would bottom out, like, you know, all these analogies bottom out quickly. We haven't bottomed out yet.
No, we haven't. It's just falling.
So yeah, it's very bizarre.
Yeah. So I think it is a crash. It's just extreme. It was in slow mo. But impact has already happened. It's just in slow motion, you know? Or it's like, you know, again, this will still be slow motion too. It's like, you know, the asteroid hit the other side of the earth. It's like, that shit's going to come for you eventually, man. You know? It's like, it's coming, you know? All right. That's all I wanted to say. Do we have anything to plug? Manny, you got anything? Or you're done with the Turtles now?
No, I mean, I think people are getting sick about me talking about Ninja Turtles. So, yeah, you know, if you listen to the show, you know what's out there. So I'll let you know if there's anything else coming out in the future. But thank you to those of you who bought it and sent me little tweets and stuff about it. They're really cool stuff. And yeah.
Good stuff. Rich, what's happening with the Coalition, man?
Yeah, so we're officially in August now. There are a lot of games dropping, a lot of previews happening. And of course, I did mention previously, I will be going to PAX West at the end of this month. So I do have quite a bit of things I'm working on before that. So definitely would encourage everybody to check out thecoalition.com because there's going to be a lot of content going up throughout the month. In addition to that, since you guys have already mentioned Deadpool and Wolverine, I believe that Dana did a review discussion with Danny Martinez. That's currently on the Coalition Entertainment channel. So definitely check out what they had to say. And there may be some more things coming in the future, but I would just say stay tuned.
Yeah, for sure. all right, so that's going to do it for us, another show in the books. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter, join the Discord where the conversations, the rumors are always popping. And as always, we get all our news from you guys in the Discord. So shout out to you guys for providing us with the content that we talk about. So good stuff there. Throwdown, we are on every podcast app on the planet. Throwdown Show, that's two words, Throwdown Show. ThrowdownShow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and like the video, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when we go live, baby. Links to everything down below. Once again, I'm your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Deuces.
And Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, guys, you already know we'll be back on Sunday later.